This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. planes have spent a third straight day bombing targets north of Afghanistan's capital. The U.S. is striking Taliban forces defending Kabul with elements of the opposition Northern Alliance some 25 miles away. U.S. officials have been urging the alliance to move against Kabul. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says he hopes a ground attack would force Taliban troops into the open where U.S. pilots can find them.
We have had uneven success. To the extent we have excellent ground-to-air coordination, the success improves. To the extent that some of the forces move forward against Taliban and al-Qaeda forces, our success improves because it flushes them.
The military is fighting another battle over information. The U.S. has limited the information it releases about the war, but yesterday Rumsfeld said too much information is still getting out. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from the Pentagon.
Secretary Rumsfeld began by denouncing a newspaper report. On Friday morning, the Washington Post announced that special operations forces were already inside Afghanistan. Other news stories predicted that special forces would be there. Later that day, U.S. Army Rangers and other troops struck two targets in the country. The defense secretary charged that whoever spoke to reporters revealed classified information.
They totally disregard the fact that people's lives could be put in jeopardy by giving notice to the al-Qaeda and the Taliban that U.S. forces were planning to make an entry into their country.
For Rumsfeld, the issue is simple. Somebody illegally leaked a secret. An examination of the news reports themselves reveals a bit more of the complexities. The news stories did predict special operations raids in Afghanistan, in general terms. No news account named a time or place. Few, if any, stories accurately predicted that American troops would parachute in. In that sense, at least, the stories were only slightly more detailed than Rumsfeld's own public comments about the use of special forces. What's more, last week the U.S. itself made propaganda broadcasts into Afghanistan, saying in part, United States forces will be moving through your area. Reporters have historically refrained from giving away specific information about an impending attack. A more contentious issue involves finding out what happened afterward. After last weekend's raid, General Richard Myers met reporters here. He showed video clips of the parachute drops and said the mission was a success, but he said he couldn't answer many questions. One reporter asked if the U.S. had taken any prisoners, but Myers would not answer directly.
Let me just say this, I'm not going to get into that at this point. Again, that gets into, again, our tactics, techniques, and procedures.
Speaking to reporters yesterday, Secretary Rumsfeld decided to give a more definite answer. No, the U.S. took no Taliban prisoners. But he went on to say he will not answer that question about future raids.
They may not know whether we did or not. In war, things are confused, and they may not know. Our goal is not to demystify things for the other side. This is a very complicated set of problems. The goal is to confuse. It is to make more difficult. It is to add cost. It is to frighten. And it is to defeat the Taliban and the al-Qaeda.
Reporters also wanted to know about the targets. The U.S. says it raided a Taliban command post and an airfield. So which airstrip did the U.S. take? Was it a heavily defended base or some desolate piece of desert?
What is the rationale for not explaining where the operation forces attacked the airfield over the weekend, in as much as the bad guys know what was attacked and there's no big surprise to them? Why not reveal to the American people where this operation took place?
We probably could.
Initially, the U.S. didn't, at least not precisely. General Myers said the airfield was somewhere in southern Afghanistan. Yesterday, he added that the airfield was 60 miles southwest of the city of Kandahar. Other officials now say that it was an unimproved airstrip called Bibitera. The U.S. insists the desert strip was defended. Pentagon officials still maintain almost complete control over the flow of information about this conflict, and they've offered almost no access to U.S. troops in the region. But officials insist that they are at least trying to find ways to work with the media in what officials say is an unprecedented conflict. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, The Pentagon.